Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, Ngā Tanahira, Tuku Wingua. This is your Wātea News. The term of Children's Commissioner Andrew Beecroft has been extended an extra 4 months while his successor is found. Social Development and Employment Minister Carmel Cipollone said Judge Beecroft's 5-year term was set to expire on June 30, but he will stay until October 31st. She says he has been a tireless advocate for tamariki and will leave a powerful legacy. Details of the process for finding a new commissioner are already being finalised and a call for applications will be made shortly. Te Taitunga MP Reno Terikatene says Nick Smith was a formidable parliamentary opponent. Dr Smith will retire on June 10 after 30 years in Parliament. Te Taitunga included the Nelson electorate held by Dr Smith until last year, and Mr Terikatene says they often shared local stages but found little to agree on. Dr Smith was one of the chief opponents to his members' bill seeking increased protection for Māori seats, and in turn, he fought hard against Dr Smith's plan to create an ocean sanctuary around the Kermadec in a way which would have wiped development rights won by iwi in the Māori fishery settlement.
Politicians come and go, but the game still continues. I've been enjoying working with my colleague Rachel Boyack, who's the newly elected member for Nelson. There's always going to be local opposition to many issues, particularly in Te Tauhiu in the northern South Island, between the elements of the community and our Māori communities. And I'll await whoever else the National Party puts forward for that region. But for the time being, I acknowledge his service and I wish him well.
Reno Terikatene. A Tauranga Kaumātua says the way a ratepayers group treated one of its own members who started a submission with a mihi in Māori was the thrashings of a dinosaur. Tauranga Ratepayers Alliance spokesperson Kim Williams is denying reports that supporters at the Alliance launch event shouted and jeered when she gave a brief greeting in te reo Māori, and says much of the noise was the audience objecting to only two or three abusers. But Buddy Mikaire from Ngāti Pukenga says based on volume, the majority of people in the room were on the side of the abusers. He says many of the faces in the new group were familiar from earlier Hobson's Pledge rallies.
I think it's reflective of a particular demographic we've got here in Tauranga. A lot of older Pākehā people have retired here because of the climate, I guess. You know, these incidents, I just see them as kind of the death throes of a dying dinosaur.
Buddy Mikaire says going by the response from school children when he talks to them about events such as the Battle of Pukehinehine Gate Pā, the next generation will have a completely different view of life in Aotearoa. And that is your Wātea News.